Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Launch Your Startup with Zero Cash in 30 Days. Now let's get started with today's show. Can I start a startup with no money? Here's the thing that fascinates me. 77% of entrepreneurs believe they need significant capital to launch. Yet some of today's biggest companies started with less than $1,000. The real question isn't whether you can build without money, it's whether you understand what money actually represents. Money is simply stored value, and value comes from solving problems. When your bank account says zero, you haven't lost your ability to create value. Think about it this way. You've been accumulating currency your entire life, but it's not sitting in a bank. It's sitting in your head. Your skills, your knowledge, your ability to solve problems, these are currencies that never lose their value. The secret is learning to trade them. Instead of paying cash for what you need, offer your expertise. Can you design websites? Trade that skill for legal help. Are you brilliant at marketing? Exchange that for office space or equipment. Create an inventory of what you know, then identify what others desperately need that you can provide. This isn't just about conserving cash, it's about building relationships that become the foundation of your business. But here's where most people stop, and it's a mistake. Skills alone aren't enough. You need to prove that people will actually pay for what you're building. This is where pre-sales become your lifeline. Sell your product before you build it. Use free tools, social media, email lists to find those first brave customers who believe in your vision. Crowdfunding platforms don't just raise money, they validate that your idea has legs. Let me tell you about Brian Chesky from Airbnb. During the 2008 election, when traditional funding dried up, he and his co-founders sold custom cereal boxes, Obama O's and Cap'n McCain's, for $40 each. They made $30,000, which funded their early operations. They literally serial funded their way to what became a billion-dollar company. The lesson isn't about serial, it's about creativity when conventional paths are blocked. Your first move is simple but powerful. Write down three skills you have and three things your startup desperately needs. Then spend this week finding someone to trade with, your skills for their resources. Start building without spending. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.